It's day 59 of hashtag 365. Ooh, and you know what? This week is going pretty well. I feel pretty good about it. Yes, I did go out last night. And yes, I did have a couple of drinks. But I ate sensibly in the day. I was really, really good in the day. I've stayed within my calories. So I am absolutely thrilled with how it's going. I'm expecting big weight loss at the end of this week. I don't mean big weight loss, not like an unhealthy amount, but like a decent amount, you know? So I'm really going to stick to my guns. I thought today it might be worth doing checking in with my goal again. I just think it's important to keep referring back to it, keep having it front of mind. We might talk about mantras tomorrow as well. Might be quite interesting to talk about mantras. But my goal, I've come to the end of the 365 days and I'm healthier body and mind than I've ever felt. I've reduced my weight by 4 stone and 6 pounds, and at 14 stone, I'm now lighter than I've been in over 20 years. The podcast positively spurred me along every day, and I've received feedback and reviews from people that have said it's genuinely helped them too. I am calmer, more confident, more energized, and stronger. I achieved my goals by creating healthy habits by carefully monitoring every single thing I ate. I stuck to 1,700 calories every day and logged everything I ate in MyFitnessPal. I didn't cheat the system. I didn't lie. If I ate or drank anything, it went into my food diary. It was this scrutinization of my intake that enabled me to get slim and healthy. Now, as I've said before, you know and I know that I've slipped away from that mantra, slipped away from that goal a few times. We know that. But the fact that it's there, the fact that I'm keep referring back to it, that is what's going to keep me on track throughout this 365-day journey. I know exactly what I need to do to achieve the end result. And I think in life, so often, we lose sight of what it is we need to do. We get wrapped up in all the things we feel like we should do, or the day-to-day of our lives, that we forget there are certain things that we need to do to achieve the results and achieve the goals that we've set for ourselves. So that's why I keep referring back to my goal. That's why I'm so obsessed with focus goals. Every single person I've ever managed over the years, I always bang on to them about focus goals. Without them, we are nothing, as Placebo would say. I mean, he wasn't talking about focus goals. He was talking about a lady friend, but it isn't less important. In fact, he was much more articulate than I was. He's not dead. Long live Brian Molko. Unless, of course, you're listening in a timeline where sadly Brian Molko is dead. This has gone to a dark place.